Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the One Dad, Seven Lives podcast with me. I am your host, Mr. Funk, and I do thank everyone for being here with me today for this one. Now, I was watching a movie called Detachment, and it's actually quite a good movie. I enjoyed it. It wasn't, 10 out of 10 greatest movie of all time, but it was definitely a decent movie. Adrian Brody, Christina Hendricks, is that her name? Yeah, Christina Hendricks. James Caan was in it, Lucy Liu was in it, loads of other people, Bryan Cranston was in it, like, loads of big names, people that you would recognise anyway. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because the Adrian Brody character plays a substitute teacher, and the whole thing is him just being a sub, basically, and living his life. I'm not going to go into too much detail and spoil it. I would definitely suggest watching it. It was a good movie. It shows the emotional states that people go through when they're living the life, and they've got these turmoils that they're going through, and they've still got to do their regular 9-to-5. But the reason I mention it is because he said something in the movie, and what he said was, we have to guide our children. Now, he was saying that in regards to being a teacher, guiding the children, and basically saying we have to guide our children and make sure that they don't get left by the wayside. And I understood that, and that was fine, but it got me thinking. And it's kind of one of the reasons why I actually made this podcast, was I wanted to kind of just get things off my chest in regards to my life and what's going on. You know, I am one man, one dad, but I've got a life for each of the people in my life. You know, I've got Mrs. Funk, my son, my eldest daughter, my youngest daughter, my two dogs, like, and each and every one of them I've got to be a different thing for. Yes, I'm a father to my three kids, but I'm a different father for each kid because they each need something different from me. You know, my two dogs, like, I'm a different person for each of my dogs as well, as much as my dogs are dogs, they're still different dogs, and that was kind of the thing that was my point, was you hear a lot of the time people saying you can either be a friend or a parent to your kids, but you can't be both. Well, that doesn't really make a lot of sense, because you have to be all these different things. You have to be a friend, you have to be an enemy, you have to be a parent, you have to be an auntie, an uncle, a brother, a sister, a shoulder to cry on, a towel for the tears, like, you know, you have to be all these different things. So, if you need to be all the different things, why can't you be their friend as well as their... And it's something that I've always tried my hardest to be as much as possible, is be fair to my kids and be open with them to a certain degree. You know, they don't need to hear about the family finances. They don't need to be taking part in bill payments and different things like that. But when it comes to truth and reality, if they ask me something, I'm going to tell them the truth regarding it. You know, as long as it's not going to shatter their life and their reality. Because I've certainly been told things when I was a kid, and I knew a lot more. And that's part of the reason why I protect my kids from a lot more than I was protected from. Is that I don't want them to grow up too quick. They already grow up really quickly, you know, and I don't want them to get to the point where they're, 13, 14, and they're worrying about, things that they shouldn't be worrying about as kids, and it's not fair to them. So yeah, I'll be open with them, but to a certain degree. But I also, I'm their friend. If they want to go out in the garden and play, I'm gonna go play with them. Not as their parent, but as their friend, as their playmate, if you want to call it that. Just as someone who wants to play with them. And if I'm going somewhere or I'm going to do something, they can come with me. As long as it's not, going to work, then we can go do it. I'm gonna take the dogs for a walk, let's go. I'm gonna go to such and such a place and buy such and such a thing for myself. Cool, let's go. Like things that I would have been like, on the phone to my mates for. And, I'm gonna out we're gonna out with a mate and one of my kids goes, "Can I come?" Yeah, cool. As long as, there's no adult stuff involved. And it's not gonna be every time because, as an adult you need your time away from your kids, you need your free time just to get that mental clarity. And I certainly understand that an awful lot. From my point of view, I most certainly do understand that. And it's a pressure that I think a lot of parents get put under that they don't necessarily need or need to be a part of is this unhealthy attachment to their children. There's a difference between being friends with your kids, being a parent to your kids, being a, whatever your kids need you to be. Let's just say that, because I'm not going to keep repeating myself. And just having this need for your kids to be there all the time. Like, I love my kids, but I also love nothing more than having an hour to myself or a couple of hours to myself. And I know that Mrs. Funk loves that as well. If I take the kids, I'm like, right, cool, let's go. And we go to the park, or we take the dogs and we go for a walk. Just to give her some breathing space and some head space. And I certainly don't see that being all these different things to your kids can't include things like being a friend to your kids, because it's one thing that kids need to do and see and understand is how to interact with other people, what is acceptable and unacceptable. And they learn that from their siblings, their peers, and also their parents. Like if you as their parent allow your kid to kick shit out of you, like run up and jump on top of you and all that sort of stuff, then they're gonna see that as acceptable with other adults. If you set the ground rules and the limits for your kids, then they can still play with you without being over the top or too much for people. And I think that that's a lot of the problem that people have with their kids is they don't know how to set these limits. So they end up raising assholes because they want to be their kid's friend. They don't want to be the disciplinarian. They don't want to be the adult in the relationship. They don't want to be the person that your their kid grows up to hate. They don't want to be that, therefore they just avoid all responsibility. And the problem with that is that what you end up doing is you end up flipping things reverse, and your kid then has no boundaries, no limitations, no responsibility to other people or to themselves. And that's how you end up with, well, I mean, a society full of, just look at TikTok and Twitter right now, full of left-leaning, hyper-progressive, fucking blue-haired fucking liberals. And it's absolutely insane that these people are out here doing what they're doing, and yet people are saying, like, yeah, we parented fine. No, you fucking didn't. There's people who are the same age as me as a grown adult who are out here telling people that their fucking opinion matters more than their feelings matter more than your freedom of speech, because you decided that you wanted to be a kid's friend rather than its parent. Can I tell you something? Most kids won't remember the stupid shit that you shouted at them for, that you moaned at them for. Most kids, and I can guarantee you any adults out here listening, you'll be able to understand this, is that kids don't remember the menial shit, the negative shit, the small things. Like, I don't remember the daft things that happened to me when I was really, really young. But I remember the big ones, you know. I remember being hit in the mouth. I remember being fucking trousers pulled down and my arse scalped in front of a room full of people at like 8, 9. Like, I remember that stuff. I remember I did a, you know, sounds fucking retarded, and anybody from the UK might not know this, but I did a daft impression of Mystic Meg once, and then I got embarrassed when one of my parents, I'm not going to get into too much info, but one of my parents, my mother, decided that she wanted me to do this in front of all her pals, and I didn't want to do it, and I basically got fucking forced, well, not basically, did get forced to do it, under threat of punishment, right? But I don't remember the small things. I don't remember, you know, if I got shouted at for walking or running too quickly in the house, or if I fucking landed on the couch wrong, or jumped on the couch, or fucking spilt something, or pushed something over, or spilt something on the, you know, paint or something on the carpet. Like, I don't remember if I got moaned at for that. But that big shit, that fucking major shit, like, yeah, I remember that. And most kids will remember that sort of stuff. Which is why I say you need to set the boundaries for your kids. Because if you set the boundaries for your kids, then we don't get these fucking uber left and uber right fucking idiots on Twitter and TikTok who are literally only fucking bothered about getting their opinion out there and fuck everybody else, no matter what anybody else thinks, you're a knob. Now, cool. Get your opinion out there. Your opinion is absolutely fucking valid. You can have an opinion 100%. But don't start berating other people because their opinion is different from you. Now, when it gets into the realm of forcing things upon people, especially children, that's where I draw the line, right? And I've got a fucking topic to cover on that one, this whole fucking hormone therapy for kids, and no. There's no way that you're telling me that you're going to fucking give my kids involuntarily, give my kids fucking hormone blockers so that they can then decide when they turn like 15, 16, 17, 18 if they want to be a man or a fucking woman. Yeah, not gonna happen. No way, no fucking how are my kids taking hormone blockers because you want to force your fucking transgender agenda down other people's throats. Excuse the pun. But a chick with a dick is a chick with a dick. Cool, have it, be it. Do what you want, right? The Ladyboys of Bangkok have been about for fucking years. People know about them. Nobody has a problem with them, right? We don't have a problem with you either. Whether you're a fucking man with a womb or a fucking chick with a dick, nobody cares, right? No one gives a fuck. Just stop trying to force your shit into our lives. Anyway, that's completely off topic. But basically, my point is you can be everything and anything to your kids, but what you need to do is you need, absolutely need, to make sure that you set the rules and the limits for your kid so that your kid is aware of what they can and cannot do, because you will absolutely ruin them. 100%. There is nothing on this planet that you could bet me that if you don't do that, your kid won't end up dead or in jail. 100%. Might not be by the time they're 21, but they will die before you. Guaranteed. Because they will piss off the wrong kind of person, or they will turn to drugs and fucking take an old overdose of heroin, fucking lying in their bathtub with the fucking arm hanging out, the needle hanging out their arm hanging out their needle. Yeah. So yeah, just fucking stop letting your kids be assholes. Be everything that they need you to be. And guide them. Don't push things upon them. You can teach them things, if obviously, but as Adrian Brody said in that movie, we don't want our kids to be left by the wayside. Now, I'm not saying no child left behind, because yeah, some kids deserve to be left behind. Some kids are fucking retarded, and they just deserve it. They don't deserve to be not left behind. But my point is that you need to be everything that your kids want to be and want you to be, and they need you to be. See, that's the other thing about it as well. And I know I was just about to wrap up, but sometimes what your kids want you to be and what your kids need you to be are two different things. Because your kid might want you to go out and play with them, but it's dinner time. They need you to be their disciplinarian. They need you to tell them that it's not playtime, it's time to come in for dinner and this, that, and the third, and it's over. You know? Your kid might want you to, I don't fucking know. I honestly don't know. But you get my point with the first one. Sorry, it's a late one today and my brain's a bit all over the place. But definitely, 100%, what I was saying was, be what your kids want you to be and be what your kids need you to be. And if you can understand doing that, then you'll succeed as a parent. There will be nothing that comes your way that you can't handle. Absolutely nothing. And certainly, just enjoy them. Have fun with them. Be with them. Anyway, that's it for this one, guys. I do thank y'all for being here with me. Thank you very much. Y'all have a good day. Cheers.